Hi Clubbers,
I'm Nicole Goodman
and I'm Lauren Mishcon,
and this is a weekly chance to look back at what we have learned on the show.
Welcome to Self-Care Club Snippets.
Wellness News Flash.
So, have you got a wellness news flash for us this week? What's going on in the world of wellness?
I do. This is courtesy of Women's Agenda. Women are adding self-pleasure to their self-care handbook. Now, I know we've discussed this on the show before, but I think that the fact that this conversation is normalizing more and more every day, which I think is great. So I just wanted to bring a news flash to complement that. So throughout the pandemic, silent vibrator sales have skyrocketed and the market of sex toys for women is booming. We have covered this, as I said on the show many before.
We
the
have.
Industry is growing and normalizing thanks to people like Gwyneth Paltrow jumping on board with her brand Goop, and Cara Delevingne, who recently became co-owner creative advisor of Laura DiCarlo, a manufacturer of a very high-end vibrator. It's a market that is finally listening to the needs of women rather than the ideals of the porn industry. So, for instance, the writer of this article became acquainted with Zalo's new clitoral vibrator, Bess, which is so aesthetically beautiful that it may as well sit on a mantelpiece, which is about bloody time, don't you think, Lauren? So, as a leading tech company, Zalo is focused on removing stigmas associated with sexual pleasure for some women who still think of masturbation as taboo. The beautiful designs that aren't traditionally and often worryingly phallic help those who carry shame, often triggered by religion or culture. In India, for example, the pandemic has seen 65% surge in the sale of sex toys. But while the demand for sexual wellness products is high, the sale and purchase of such products still carries a significant cultural taboo. On the 14th of February this year, a store in Goa launched as the country's first official brick-and-mortar sex shop, but a month on, it has already been forced to close after local government said it wouldn't allow such activities. Sadly, female masturbation in many conservative countries, and even in countries as progressive as Australia, is still viewed as the most stigmatized aspect of sex, despite it being completely normal. In fact, it is actually very good for us, with female self-pleasure being repeatedly linked to lower levels of stress, anxiety, and a better night's sleep. But in the same way that women are calling time on many structural barriers facing them right now, we're also calling time on sexual shame. There's a growing movement on social media with people and companies speaking out about the double standards applied to women when it comes to masturbation. It's widely accepted, for instance, that men throughout their lives will engage in self-exploration and self-pleasure, with conversations starting at a young age. But when it comes to females, the subject is largely off the table. Thankfully, the sex-positive feminist movement has paved the way for more women to normalize discussion around masturbation and apply similar language as what's used in the wellness industries. Brands like audio sex app Furly, a digital space for women to explore what pleasure means to them, provides a good example. As the industry evolves, women are being embraced into the world of self-pleasure, because the simple truth is this: women masturbate as much as men and derive as much enjoyment from doing so. Now we just need to get better at shouting it from the rooftops, and the world needs to get better at hearing it.
I do wonder if there is a correlation between spending like £300 on these designer vibrators and then that kind of being less rude. Do you know what I mean? It's like when they look like art and you can say I've spent £300 rather than like $14.99 on a pink dildo from Ann Summers. Is that somehow it's more acceptable?
Why? Is it more elitist?
Because it becomes like a desirable item rather than something sort of cheap and tawdry.
The problem is that the conversation around it is shifting, but it needs to shift quicker. Like, why is it just a known fact that men masturbate and that's okay, and it's something that all men do all the time, but when a woman talks about it, it's suddenly considered not wrong, but a bit seedy and a bit secretive and a bit taboo? And like, it's not. And then I wanted to have a discussion with my friends about this at the weekend. And I said to them, like, oh, I'm doing a newsflash on this. And I just thought it's not something that we discuss. Why is that? And my best friend said, I'd love to discuss it. Let's discuss it more. And I said, really? And she said, yeah. And I said, but why don't we discuss it? And she said, I don't know. It just never comes up in conversation. I mean, is it something that you discuss with your girlfriends?
No. And I think that's generational. But I think the generation below us, the girls in their 20s, I think it's a whole different thing. And I think they also have a different attitude. They're much more open. And I think the reason why it's not discussed and it's kind of still a taboo thing is because our sexuality is not supposed to be our own. We are only the objects of desire, yes, for men's, yes, sexuality.
Yes.
It's something that we're supposed to kind of, put up with,
We're decorative.
Service.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're the decoration.
The thought of us being interested sexually in our own right, it's happening, but it's not happening with our generation of women.
And
the girls below us.
And I like that there's vibrators coming on the market that are more aimed at what women want, not what we are expected to want or shamefully want. So I think it's moving in a great direction.
Yeah, for sure.
But I will say that you and I have discussed this many times and how much we don't want to discuss our own sex lives or our own sexuality on the show. It's not something either one of us are comfortable discussing. And I think that's just interesting in itself.
It is, but it's very exposing. And I do wonder, the longer we do this show and the longer it rolls, if actually we'll get around there in the end. We'll have to see.
We'll have to see. But for now, for me, it's an intimate, private thing and something I'm not willing to share. And that's okay.
Yeah, that is okay.